Good evening. As we say, it's the Yiruna Shama של בת שבע, בת אברהם. Okay. פרשת וירא. וירא אליו השם באלוני ממרא, והוא יושב פתח האוהל. So Avraham Avinu is sitting and in his tent, not inside, but on the entrance to the tent, and it is very hot. And God is revealing himself to Avram. And what's happening now? Vayisa enav, he raises his eyes. Vayar, and he sees. Ve'ine shlosha anashim, three people, three men, nitzavim alav. Vayar, vayar otzikratam. And he saw, and he ran to meet them. Okay? Now, if we read this pasuk again, we'll find out there is something wrong here. Can you find out what it is? To try and find out. Vayisa enav, vayar, v'hine shlosha anashim, sorry?
He raised his eyes.
Yes.
And he saw.
Yes.
He saw men standing.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And then he got up and he went to them.
Yes. Okay.
And how far away were they from him?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Sorry.
But there is a different problem. Try and see. Try and. You want to find it very easy. Read it in Hebrew. Look what's written in Hebrew, and you found out there is something.
How is with it? Thank you very much.
What?
Vayar
is twice. What is Vayar? And he saw. So, can you explain to me why it's written twice? It's written like this.
He thought he saw.
No, he saw. And he saw three people standing. And he saw, and he ran towards them.
They were standing over him. Why did he have to run to them?
That's not the question. Why is written twice that he saw? If you're telling me he saw the three people standing. So what did he see the second time? The same thing he's seeing? So why is the Torah telling us? It already...
That he saw angels.
What?
No, it's people.
It's written people, but that's not... What? Well, sorry.
Realized that these are special people against him. When you first see somebody, you don't know who they are, but maybe then they saw something.
First of all, we have to agree that must be... That there is something we don't see. There is something that Avraham Avinu is seeing and we don't understand.
But what is seeing mean? Has it got two meanings?
Well, here it's got two. I mean, the first.
In this case, I must say, it's got the same meaning, but
repeated with a.
But the reason that it is repeated is because we're talking about two things that he is seeing, two different things.
They saw three.
Look how it's written in the beginning. Vayera elav Hashem. What is Vayera elav Hashem? How is it translated?
And Hashem appeared to him.
Does he see Hashem?
No.
Why not?
Hashem is invisible. He sees Hashem.
No.
In what stage do you have to be in order to get a prophecy or to have the Shekhinah, what stage do you have to be?
A high level.
You have to be at a high level and you have to be happy. Is Avraham Avinu at this moment in time happy?
No.
Why is he not happy?
He just said that he's
not happy.
You think that's the reason he's not happy?
No, he's nowhere visitors.
He's lonely.
Avraham Avinu doesn't care about the Brit, meaning the pain. That's not Avraham Avinu.
Yeah,
Avraham Avinu cares because what is he doing? If you're really so sore and in pain, what should you do?
Go to bed.
What is God doing in order to have Avram going to bed or going at least and rest? He's taking
him out of his house.
He wants him in the house. So what is Kechomayom? Says Rashi, Otzi Chama min Artika. It was very hot. God put the sun in the middle and the sun was hot. Why was it hot? Because God wanted Avram Avinu to rest. And how can Avraham Avinu rest if there are not going to be any visitors? And if it's very hot, nobody is going to be outside. And if nobody is outside, so there are no visitors, and Avraham Avinu can have a rest. Okay? But what is Avraham Avinu doing? Is he having a rest?
No.
He is sitting in the heat outside his tent and looking for people, and he said that there are no people. Now the Shekhinah comes, reveals itself to him, but he doesn't see anything because he is not at the stage of happiness. He is sad. So what should we do in order for Avraham Avinu to get his happiness back? So we can see the Shekhinah. How do we make him happy?
Bringing visitors.
So God is bringing him visitors. And now see how beautiful it is. When you see a word and it repeats itself and you don't understand why, there must be a meaning. So let's read it now again. So God reveals himself to Avraham Avinu, but as we see, he doesn't see God because he is sad. So what is God doing? Vayisaenav. He's sending visitors. So Avraham Avinu is raising his eyes and he sees what?
Three men.
And when he sees three men, is he now in what stage?
Happy.
And when he's happy, vayar, then he sees the Shekhinah.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for everything. And then when he sees the Shekhinah, what is he doing? What would you do when you see the Shekhinah? Would you leave the Shekhinah now and go? Is there anything that will make you leave the Shekhinah now? What is Avraham Avinu doing? He's what doing?
He's running to the three people.
In other words, he's telling the Shekhinah, wait here, I'm going. I'm going to come back in a minute. Does this sound reasonable to you? It's unbelievable. Leaves the Shekhinah and goes to have visitors?
But isn't the Shekhinah within him?
The what?
The Shekhinah within him that he goes with the Shekhinah.
So what is the difference between before God reveals himself to him and to now? What's the difference? So before he didn't have a Shekhinah with him? Only now? No, it's very interesting what you're saying. It's a point. But let's understand what's going on here. What is the Shekhinah? Can you touch it? Does it have hands, eyes? What?
It's true belief.
In other words, it's something abstract if we want to understand it. But it has... It has an appearance. Because God really is revealing himself. So there is something there. Something that you feel. And even maybe see. What do you mean you see? You see like sometimes you get something gets to your senses in a very high level that you feel things that normally you don't feel. That's like when Am Yisrael got the Ten Commandments and he says, Ro'im et hakolot, they saw the voices. How can you see the voice? But if you are at a very high level, it's like, you know, dog have a ear that hears things that a human sounds that a human being cannot hear.
A sense.
Exactly. So, in other words, there is a stage where you can see the Shekhinah in a method that your spirit sees the Spirit of God. Not in your flesh and blood eyes, but in your spiritual eyes. It's a very, it's a high level. Now, let's understand what's going on here. In order to make it, for us, more understandable, so imagine to yourself that you have a meeting with the most important man in the world. And this meeting, you waited all your life for it. And this meeting is going to change your life. And it's such a great honor to have a personal meeting with this guy. And you eventually meet him. It's on the 40th floor in this building, in this beautiful office. And suddenly, when you meet him, you see a beggar in the street, 40 floors down. Yes? And you tell this guy, 1 minute, I'm going to come back. I have to do something. Does this sound to me? You know, we cannot even compare, because whatever sample will bring, it's not. We cannot compare to God. God is standing in front of you. You're leaving him. And another question, how can you even see something now? No, the Rambam says when a prophet gets a prophecy, he's all shaken.
There's a difference, though.
Yes.
To leave this person that you said that I waited my whole life for, and on the 40th floor, he's still a human being, and he really doesn't understand what I'm all about. When I'm leaving Hashem,
yes,
Hashem knows me, and he knows that my love for him is great, but I have to take care of the guests that you're sending me.
So Chazal learned from here, Gdola achnasat orchim yoter mikabalat pnei Hashchina. To receive, to have visitors is more important than receiving the Shekhinah. But it's not simple. You know, this is, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds wrong. So maybe we don't understand what Chazal, what our sages are saying. So let's try and understand.
I just want to quickly say something about that important guy who was waiting all his life to meet him. It couldn't have been Obama.
No, it's not Obama. Something really important.
God.
There is a story. I think it was. I don't know exactly who it was. So, but I'm. It doesn't matter, because what we learn from it is important. I think it was Baal HaTanya, or and his grandson, which was one of the Rabbi Milubavitch, whatever. And he was sitting in the third floor or the fourth floor in the building, and his son was sitting and learning at the first floor with his baby, with the grandson. And the grandson was crying. The baby was crying. And his father, sitting in the room, is so involved in the learning, he doesn't hear anything. Now, the Baal HaTanya, the other one, is sitting in the third floor, also learning. And the baby cries. Suddenly, the door opened, and the Baal HaTanya comes in, and he asks his son, "Don't you hear the baby cry?" And then his son realizes what's happening, and he says, "No, I was involved in learning. I was concentrated." He says, "How did you hear?" "In the third floor." He says, "When a Jewish baby cries, it doesn't matter what you do, you hear. When there is chesed to do, you have to feel it. That's a real Jew. No, you have to feel it. That's the problem, is we don't feel it. That's the problem." Now here, What is really happening is, they say was the, what's his name? The Maril Diskin Zatzal. He was a rich guy. He was one of the Gdolei Ador of the last generation before us, or for two generations, in Jerusalem. By the way, he's got this orphan home that was is called on his name. He was such a ish chesed. He did so much chesed, unbelievable. And one of the things he used to do, he used to have always on his table, maybe 20, 30 people eating. You know, it's not the times of today. And he barely ate something. He was sitting and learning while everybody was eating. And one day, he was sitting and learning, and suddenly he noticed that old guy on the other side of the table, which was a very long table, is getting difficulties, he's got no teeth, and has got difficulties eating. So he closed the Gemara and went to the other side of the table and sat with this old guy and fed him. It was like taking the hard part of the bread away, giving the soft part, and feeding him. After it's all finished, one of the rabbis that was there, it was one of the, what do you say, the people that used to come and go in his house, asked him, I don't know, how? You were sitting in the other side of the table, learning. How could you see this old guy at the other side of the table? You were concentrated, I saw you, you were really in it. How could you see it? You know what the answer was? Your question you should have asked in Parashat Vayera. How did Avram Avinu see those three people when he is with the Shekhinah? This is not learning Mara. This is being with the Shekhinah. This is the highest level of Dveikut that you have. You are really with God. How can you even think about? How can you not be concentrated in God? How can you even see something else? Just yes. You know what? It's a good question. But we know the answer. If there is chesed, it not only comes first. Chesed is the Shechina. That's the point that we don't understand. Achnasat pnei orchim gdola yoter me'achnasat ha-shechina. Kabbalat pnei orchim. To get visitors, it's greater than getting the Shechina is because getting visitors is a highest level of Shechina. What is a Shechina? Does the Shechina need food? Does the Shechina need water? Does the Shechina need cleaning? But human being, on the way, they need it. I know when I talked about it, one of the kids told me, unbelievable thing, he says, it's like a mother didn't see her son for a long period of time. And then they met. And of course they're cuddling each other and hugging and kissing and everything. And suddenly, while they do it, the child says, 1 minute, mother. And he pulls out from his back a bunch of flowers. Gives to his mother. So what do you say? Is it the chutzpah that he left his mother in the middle of hugging her? Or what do you think the mother thinks now?
Well, she's very happy.
In other words, when Avraham Avinu is going to those visitors, the Shechina is happy. This is like giving the Shechina flowers. Not only is not leaving the Shechina, he is with the Shechina and at the highest level you can be. Sometimes for us, it's very hard to understand because we talk on God and the Shechina like it's a human being. But it's not a human being. We have to understand what it's all about. And this is Avraham Avinu. That he's teaching us a big lesson. First of all, we learned here that you don't see the Shechina if you're not happy. And what makes Avraham